Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is about your super vibrational energy. Halloween. Yo, everybody, happy Halloween. Know how I feel about Halloween. Lessons learned about Halloween. Don't ever make Halloween your anniversary or a wedding date, especially if that relationship doesn't last. That could be one of those crazy things. But I will say, I'm a girl that grew up in New York City, and there is nothing like going down to the West Village on Halloween. I mean, there's a lot of parades that happen in New York City and Manhattan, but nothing like what's about to happen down at the West Village in Manhattan today. I'm telling you, get ready for it. Today, we've got a great show. But Benny, happy Halloween.
Back at you, Pat.
Yeah. It's our 14th Halloween.
Together, yes.
Yes.
Close. I don't know the exact number, but that sounds about right.
Yes, because that was 03 for, that was not with this network, 03 that, yeah, okay. But happy Halloween again.
Yeah, back at you for sure. I was actually going to look up some of the pictures, so that might give me a little reminder of all the years I've been doing it. So, yeah, I've got quite a few pictures on here for us. Oh, Pat, did I lose you already? Where'd you go? I think we lost her. All right, well, we'll return to the meeting. Oh, there we go. I think we got Debbie with us now, Pat.
You have.
Hey, Debbie, welcome to the show. Sorry, Pat and I were kind of like jaw-jacking a little bit about the Halloween,
okay.
And I don't know what happened to Pat. I don't know where she is. There, she's back. Now she's trying to figure out her camera. But we were talking about Halloween and the years of us. Don't have your microphone on, Pat. Still nothing. I don't know what's going on. Things are going pretty good for all of us here. Like I said, we were just kind of reminiscing about the Halloween outfits that we did all the years. What was your most memorable moment?
For Halloween, I think it's more so since coming to Canada, where Halloween is really celebrated. In England, it's not so much. Now, I suppose it's getting more, as they say, Hollywood there, and people are dressing costumes and things. November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Night, was a big thing in the UK. They would celebrate when Guy Fawkes almost burnt down the Houses of Parliament. So they would go around with effigies of Guy Fawkes and then have a big bonfire and fireworks, and that would be a big thing there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, like more of like a harvest festival type thing.
Yeah.
Good. Cool.
Okay. Burning bodies.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, I think I hear
Pat. Hey, I'm back.
Yeah, she's back.
Yeah, it's Halloween. Of course something like this would happen.
Of course.
The spook troop.
I know. Wow. Are we still live, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I love
Pat and I, hey, Debbie and I were filling in.
Debbie, look. I loved having you here. I'm so thrilled. Today, everybody, we are going to pull cards. And for those of you on Facebook Live, we're going to talk about what this book and what these beautiful cards, these cards are just gorgeous. And I want to give credit to Heather Brewster for the artwork.
Yes.
Beautiful. Debbie is joining me here today, as I said, Debbie Anderson, because these cards came to her to produce, and we're going to talk about them. We're going to pull cards, for the network for 2020. We're going to pull cards for all of you. This is a live call-in. Get a card. Get ready for what's coming. 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you on Facebook and Facebook Live, please, when you're there, facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio, just type your name in. We will get a card going for you. Before we do this, though, look, Debbie, first of all, thank you for joining me here today.
Oh, thank you for the invite, Dr. Pat.
You are one of the leading experts when it comes to Oracle cards, right? You know what the power and the energy of these are. Tell me a little bit about these cards, because they are super powerful and informative.
Thank you. Well, it all happened around about 2012. And, you know, I always say to people, when spirit gives you messages, you really need to listen and get on and do it. We can avoid and evade and do all those crazy things that we do in our humanness. Bottom line is, if they want you to do something, they'll move heaven and earth literally to make it happen. And that's what happened with this particular deck. I was told then by spirit I was going to be creating a set of oracle cards, and being a clairvoyant medium, I've used oracle cards and I've used tarot cards and all those kind of wonderful tools that are out there, but never in a million years did I sit up one morning and go, I'm going to create an oracle deck. So it came as a big surprise to me. And of course I was trying to avert spirit to all these different beautiful people that have created oracle decks, and you know, they're better at this than I am. You know, I have no experience whatsoever, and I just kept on being told, get on with it. Literally the crossed arms, get on with it kind of thing. So the writing of, first of all, it was the titles that came through first, and then after that the words for each card. And I was realizing when spirit were coming through with the words, they were very short and succinct. And I'm like, no, oracle decks, they have pages of information that you need to read through and things like that. And I was told, no, we want to keep it simple. We want to make it so that people look at the card, they're inspired by the card, and then use the book, I suppose, as an afterthought. Yeah. And so I thought, well, that's all very well. Now I've got to find somebody to create the images based on my words. And again, that was a wonderful journey. And at that time, I've been to see different artists, and I'm like, no, I'm not getting it. It's not resonating with me. And somebody said, you should try Heather Brewster. And I said, okay. I looked at some of her work and I thought, yes, I'm very inspired by her work. So we had a Skype conversation. And after that, she said, but what do you want? And I said, well, no, spirit keep telling me, a bit like the Field of Dreams, build it and they will come, you know? So basically, once I find the right person, that is going to be the person that's going to create them, and they'll know exactly what to do. So she very kindly said, well, I'll create just a couple of images for you, just, and I gave her quite a few of the definitions there. And the first one that she created, and I don't know if I can quickly find it in here, was Abundant Blessings, which was a very, very connected card for me. Sorry, I wasn't even prepared for this. So that shows that we're actually live on the show.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Yeah, thank you. So Abundant Blessings was the card that she first created. And it just sang to me as soon as I saw it. And the second card then she created with Mythical Changeling. And again, that card really, really resonate. Oh, here I got Abundant Blessings. There we go. Yay, a Mythical Changeling. Perfect.
I got Mythical Changeling right here.
And of course, when I saw those images, I just knew I had the right artist. So basically, I sent her everything and left it in her amazing hands. And so we end up with this beautiful deck. And at that point, it was like, okay, everything's there, everything's coming together. Now we've got to get this out and publish it. And so I got the sense of, you're going to do this yourself. You're going to be an indie author. So again, that was a bit of a trial and tribulation, but here we are in 2019, and it's been successful and people are loving it. And I love working with it and sharing it with everyone.
Yeah, this card, I'm so fascinated that you're talking about Abundant Blessings.
Yes.
And let me tell you why. It was the card, because when I laid them out, I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't read the words.
Perfect.
Right. So I have my glasses on now, and I could read the words. But if I take my glasses off, right?
Yeah.
If I take my glasses off, what happens is I can see the card and I can see the art, but I can't see the words, right?
Which is a beautiful way of being able to resonate with the card.
And can you see what I'm wearing?
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Can you see this?
I can just about see it there. Yes.
Right.
Share a bit more about it.
I put this on today, right? But can you see? I'll take it off and we'll get a picture of it. I'll have Kat come in here and get a picture of it.
Yeah, that'll be perfect.
But if you see this face, it's her face.
Exactly. Yes.
And it was one of the first things I pulled out.
Wow.
Yeah. But let's talk about these from a couple of different perspectives. And Benny, let's go ahead and skip this break if we could. One of the things that I wanted to talk with you about was the book that goes with this. And for those of you out there, we're doing live on air readings today. You can do this by going to Facebook at Transformation Talk Radio and type your name in. And if there's a question, we can do it for you. Or you could call right now, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll please just keep trying to call in. If you can't get in, Benny does a great job in getting you as quickly as he can. But what I loved about this, and I waited before I did anything with the cards, because what I love is the way you talk about the five dimensions in the book and right. about what reading the cards about. Tell us about this approach for these and what will it show people?
Well, the vibrational dimensions of the soul is a fairly large, I've tried that. It's five cards, it's 11 cards in total, and there's a lot of work involved in it, but it's like anything else, it's a great process to go through to actually get the real in-depth, what I call get down and dirty with the answers that you're going to need. And so you go through the process of looking at the mind, body, and soul to start with, which, because that's us, we're in those three parts of it. And then we start to ask the questions based on the cards that we pull. So each level, each of the five vibrations there take us up another level, another level, another level, till we reach the top of those cards. And then we have the past, present, and future, because we all know that this also can interact so much with our lives. So did you try that spread?
I waited for you. I didn't want to do it. Linda says, don't do anything at all because Debbie's going to do it. So I said, no, but I was very struck, and I don't know if I can hold this up to the camera or not. I will try to do my best for this cat, but I'll try to hold it close to the camera. Can you see that?
Yes, I can see the face, and that's
you
so
see
much
the
like face here.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Can you see she's got a gemstone, a moonstone right
yes,
at the top
has
here?
Yes, she has in her yeah. forehead. Yes, wow. Yeah.
And that's what I put on this morning, and it was for whatever reason, that's what I put on. And then, of course, I waited to today to spread the deck out on the table here because Perfect. I don't like to jump ahead of myself.
That's right? Okay.
And do it. And we're getting callers in, so we'll take them.
All right. Let's take a call and let's pull a card. For the callers and then yeah. see what we get for them. And I'll shuffle.
All right. All right. Kelly, welcome.
Kelly from Bothell, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Thanks. Hey, that's you. You're on the air.
Hey.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Pat. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Kelly.
All right. So Debbie's going to pull a card, at least one for you. Anything specific okay. that's on your mind? And for those of you out there, I would encourage you, if you're going to dial in today, now would be the time to do it.
Yeah. And have a question.
Yeah. 1-800-930-2819. What's your question, Kelly?
Oh, boy. You know, I've got so many awesome things going on in my life, and I'm just a little bit worried that some of them are going to go sideways. So, I guess my big question is: we're getting ready to start on a big building project. We're building our retirement home.
Perfect.
And yeah, so maybe something along those lines. Sorry, I wasn't prepared. I thought you were just going to pull a card and tell
That's
me what
okay.
it
That's okay. Well, I did actually pull a card. I was shuffling, and the card openness came there. So I get the sense that this time it's just trust in everything. Don't overthink things. I know if you're in a big building project, because I know we did some renovations many years ago when I was living back in British Columbia, and it can be very overwhelming. So just trust in your gut in this. Like, you've been open for many years with everything that's going on in your life. This is no different, hon. Truly it isn't. And that's why you're in this joyfulness. Okay? Does that make sense?
It does. Yes. It's very helpful because I am starting to second guess decisions and things that I'm thinking of, and it's like, oh, don't overthink this.
So. Don't overthink things. No, you know, you do. And here's the thing. This is something for you. Okay. This is your retirement home. So this is, you've got an invested interest in this. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So just trust in what's happening.
Perfect. Thank you
so
much.
Happy Halloween to you.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things I want to say about the cards is these cards are unlike other cards. And we should talk about that, Debbie, if we could. And what I mean by that, these are vibrational energy cards. Can you talk about that? Because I think that will help. And then we'll keep going to the phone too.
Yeah, of course. The concept of vibrational energy, let's just start on that, is every single thing, human, non-human, living, non-living, has a vibration. Think of it as radio waves. They're unseen. And yet we all know they exist because we only have to tap into or pull the, dial. I'm talking about the dial here. So that's showing my age. Dial into the radio station that we want to listen to. And this is everything in our life, in our world. Like, for instance, if we don't want to be in a situation or around people that are what I call negative Nellies, then step away from them, be with people that uplift you. And then that raises your vibration, whereas the other can bring us down into that low. You know, sometimes we, after we've been in the energy of those that are going through things, we come out and we feel like we've been absolutely the lifeblood sucked out of us. As much as we love that person or we want to help them in some way, we actually experience that energy. So our thoughts, our feelings, everything, even in our subconscious, is transmitting all these vibrations out, all these connections, as it were. You know, vibration is a fancy way of describing our overall state of being. That's what Cassandra Surdy said, okay? I always get my mouth tangled around that one. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. And this is exactly what we are. And we're all vibrating at different frequencies. That's why sometimes we can walk into a room and it's like, oh, wow, it feels really great to be here. Or we can go in there like, oh, I don't feel good. So,
and what I found interesting about the deck, and we'll make sure people know how to get their own deck. This makes
you
a great holiday gift, is that as I was going through, and we're going to go to phones and talk to April in a second. But as I was going through, I looked at the process for the spread. And I was a little bit surprised by it. And I tell you, I'm used to doing a spread and shuffling the decks and picking whatever I want. But this was really interesting. So what I found is, as I'm going through here, I followed it exactly and I haven't picked a card yet. And it says, after shuffling them, cut them, place them on the table, draw the first card from the top of the deck. Okay, so I said, well, which part do I now cut the deck. Which one do I pick from? And I got like totally immobilized. Like I'm staring at the two piles. And I'm like, okay. And I write back and I read this. It says like shuffle the cards, cutting them, place them. But no, don't cut them and leave them in two parts. Cut them and put them back together.
Yes.
Is that hilarious?
Well, I always say to people, I've given one way to do it. There are so many different ways. And, you know, some people say, should I tap the deck to get all the energy into the deck? Should I? And I said, you know what? It's everything to do with our intention.
Well, I wonder what I, so here it is. So, and I look, I mean, you're probably thinking, what the heck is going on? With
I that? Love it. I love your openness.
But I got the two piles.
So did you choose two cards?
I was waiting.
Choose two cards. Tell me which two cards they
are. Can I pick one from each pile?
Absolutely. Okay. One from each pile. Go for it. Yes.
Skilled craftsman.
Perfect.
Skilled craftsman.
Yes.
Creative explosion.
And that says it about you, doesn't it? Could I ask what the question is, or was it just?
Yes, no. The question was about what we're doing, where we're going in 2020. And it was about we're getting ready to do a crowdfunding initiative. And we've now named this thing that will connect people, this phone app that will literally have people that are using the app light up all over the world on a map.
Wow.
And we gave it a name. And the minute we gave it a name, we got some feedback from it. Some people love it and some people were like, and I'll tell you what it is, because we already bought the domain name, AI for the Soul. And so what happened was everybody's like, wow, that's cool. Some people are like, what's AI? And we thought, well, maybe we could make our own acronym of it. But here's mm-hmm. what it is. See, this skilled craftsman.
I'm going angel intelligence. And I know
that's
mean
exactly
intelligence.
Angel intelligence. And so what we said was, let's not change that, because that is the cool energy of what we want.
Yes.
But let's define it differently for other people.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to April.
April from Olympia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, April.
Hey there. Hi.
April.
How are you?
Good.
I'm really good, thanks.
How can we help you today? Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, I love projecting out the energy from myself towards you with the intention of something, you know, really nice and guiding coming up. So I would like to ask, you know, I'm thinking of moving somewhere this next year, and I have that place and feeling and thought and all the plans in my mind. And I'd like to throw that your direction onto those cards and just ask, if I do go forward and make that move, what are the likely energies that come up around it?
The cards I was shuffling while you were asking the question, and the card that came up is Medicine Wheel. And I get the sense here, hopefully everybody can see that. See, with Medicine Wheel, this is the healer within you. And I get the sense this is part of a healing process for you where you're moving. It's not just moving for moving's sake, okay? And Spirit is just mm-hmm. saying here in this card, you're going in the right place. You're doing exactly what is needed to be. You're above things now. You're not caught up in the grounded, what I call humanness. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So when we trust, because that's what rising above it is, it's trusting in what Spirit are giving us here. And you can see this beautiful being here has their arms open. I'm in acceptance. I'm in readiness. Please pass this to me. And that's exactly what you're doing. So
great.
You're going to the right place, but you're going there for the right reasons. This is all
right,
about
exactly.
Not only your healing journey, but the healing journey of others.
Great. Okay. I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in and happy Halloween.
Yeah. We're going to take your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Before we go to break, how can people get the deck of cards?
They can buy it directly from me. I have an online process when you go to my website, which is vibrational-energy.com. Go to shop, which is on the top banner there, and it will show that particular deck, the Vibrational Energy Oracle deck, which is what we're talking about today.
Exactly. When we come back, we're taking more calls. We're looking for you on Facebook as well. 1-800-930-2819. We're doing Facebook Live on Facebook at Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the spread and the book and get a sense of what this might tell you or not tell you. All of that. And I love what you said. It doesn't matter whether you split the deck, whatever draws your hand to something, that's it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. When we come back, I'll tell you during the break what I pulled. And when we come back, we'll take a journey down the pathway of energy, vibration, and messaging with my very special guest today, Debbie Anderson. We'll tell you how to get the cards. What's your website?
Vibrational-energy.com.
All right. I love it. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Discover the creative genius within on Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in for a conversation that'll inspire, motivate, and empower you to share your inner vision with the world. Make the deep connection between art and spirituality to take your artistic expression beyond anything you dream possible. Say yes to fear. Say yes to the creative genius within. For more information about Creative Voice Radio and working with Gwen, visit GwenFox.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Very special time here with, come on in, Sean. With Debbie Anderson joining me here today. I waited for Debbie before I actually took the cards out or did anything with them. Can you take that shot for me? Would you mind? It takes a village. It takes a village.
I love it.
And so one of the things that I did, of course I didn't follow exactly, but I am gonna do another spread to following your instructions, and I'm just curious about how that will turn out.
Okay.
So I did this, but I want to talk to you about the five dimensions,
right?
Because this is something I've not heard before, and especially when it comes to a deck. Walk us through the five dimensions and how they work with the energy and the vibration of this?
Well, it's having to trust, like we think of ourselves as a three-dimensional or two-dimensional body, but we're actually based on five. And if you speak to scholars, et cetera, in quantum physics, we are actually, I think now at nearly 11 or 7 or 8 levels of consciousness where we are. So of course, we all think of the mind, body, and soul, which are the three. And that's why my cards start off with the three vibrational levels there. But when we go into the five dimensions, we're really what I call pulling back the layers of that onion and then getting deep into what we want to know, okay? And when I created these, or I should say when Spirit created these, they wanted us to ask specific questions on what these five dimensions mean to us within doing a reading for ourselves. So the first dimension, I'll just explain what we used to know and accept. So in other words, that could be to do with programming, peer group, whatever, you know, all our belief system, all of those things. So if you think of that level as being that. And then the second level is what we need to grasp right now. So what's important to us in that moment when we're asking that question to do with the card, and not to get sidetracked. The third dimension, so they basically are going up, is what we no longer need in our life. So there may be things that we have to get rid of, move away from, separate from, move into the next part of our life. And then the fourth level is our own self-awareness. Like, what are we bringing to the table? What are we going to do? How are we going to implement that change for ourselves? The bottom line is only we can do that. Nobody else can do it for us. We can help somebody, we can guide somebody, we can support somebody. But the bottom line is, as I always say to people, when you go on a diet, only you can go on the diet, smoking or whatever. And then the fifth one is what we need to know and recognize. So while we're in our self-awareness, we've grasped what we needed to, we've got rid of the things we don't want, then what do we need at that particular time to make this happen for us? And then it ends up with the past, future, which all have a knock-on effect. As we know, some of our past can really affect us in our now, and it can certainly affect us in the future as well. So,
well, let me just tell you about that card. I took a picture and I posted it on Facebook, and Jessica and Kat, who knows where I just posted it, of my whole spread. And Sean came in. I have to tell you that it was interesting without reading the cards. Again, glasses have to come off, right? Without reading the cards, what cards I was drawn to.
Right.
But I will tell you, which one would you like to know about first?
I'd like to know about the future card, which is the very last card. So when you're looking at it, it's top right hand side at the very top there. Moonbeam. So the future for you is this mix of all these different emotions. And sometimes we have to let things wash over us, and sometimes we have to step into them. And I get the sense that yours is going to be emotionally based, whatever this is that you're doing. It's got to be when
it is. It is emotionally based.
So allow some of the things, because emotions are emotions, okay? They can be good, they can be bad, they can be ugly, okay? So we just have them. We don't have to go back into, especially if it's something to do with our past. So curious now, what was in your present at the top? I'm going to the top.
Perfect storm.
Okay, so yes, things had to move, things had to you know, to me the bird is flying towards something, the raven, it's going towards something, it's moving away from something. So again, and what was your past? You knew I was gonna ask that.
Oh my goodness, it's actually one of the cards I was like immediately, there are two cards I was immediately drawn to in the deck. One of them I picked, the other one I didn't.
Forbidden fruit. So in your past, whatever you were doing, you had to step out of what I call the norm, what was acceptable, what people wanted. And, you know, I don't know your history particularly, but I get the sense that you were like a trailblazer. So you pushed the limits quite a bit. So the forbidden fruit, for depending upon in the what the questioning is, but I get the sense with that, it was that you just took a bite. It's like, I trust in this. I'm going to take a bite. I'm moving forward. Yeah. And if we think of Adam and Eve, and she took the bite out of the apple, she's like, you're not going to tell me I can't do this. I'm going to take a bite out of it. I'm going ahead. And the apple's really tasty. And I think it could be very fortuitous. And I think that's where you were in the past. Based on the present now, there's that change, things coming in, new things, which are great things, and it's uncharted territory. And the final card there, it's all based on emotions. You've done this whole thing based on, I want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, what you said is absolutely right. I mean, the fact that you and I are sitting here is because 15 years ago, I dialed a wrong phone number and I pulled out a credit card and I paid $10,000 for 13 weeks on the internet to do a show. Wow. Now think about 2003. The internet was just invented.
Yes.
And then that turned into a longer venue. But the other thing is, you know, this is really fascinating. Somebody said something to me the other day, Debbie, and I think you could talk to this. What they said to me was, Pat, nobody knows you own Transformation Radio and you are the owner of 3 channels launched already and 10 for next year.
Mm.
And I went to an event on October 1st. Actually, it was a video shoot with, if there's a picture of me on the stage with John Legend. And I mean, if you go to lovenotes.world, you'll see all of us on the stage.
I will go there now.
And Kat, you should have that picture from lovenotes.world. But I never expected it to happen. I've been sort of outside of the Dr. Pat show. I don't do any speaking much because I'm very focused, but that's going to change in 2020.
Yeah.
Everything is going to change in 2020.
Yes.
But you're right about the forbidden fruit of my past, right? Without going into a lot of details, crazy. I mean, I was homeless at 17. That just tells you what a little wild child I was.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this other question. When people work with the cards, they could have a specific question too. You don't have to do this.
No, you don't have to do this larger spread. This is if you really want to go into, as I say, going right deep down inside, because you need to, I always say, I get into analysis paralysis sometimes. I want to really know. Don't just tell me the superficial stuff that's on the outside here. Get down in there. Let's get in and get dirty, as I always say.
So well,
for me, that's how I would do it for myself. Because if I pull a card for myself and I'm asking a question, I would start to go, well, yeah. So when you get into doing this level, you can't ignore the answers you're getting, I think, the way I look at it. So,
well, let me ask you about the bottom three. And again, for folks, we have a little bit of time left. We could take your call, 1-800-930-2819. And one more time, how do people find out about you? I don't know if we're going to put your website up on Facebook. I hope we are. Do they find out about you? How do they get a deck of the cards?
They can go to my website, vibrational-energy.com. I'm on Facebook as well, so look up Debbie Anderson, Vibrational Energy, and hopefully you should gel together with that. I'm there. I have different things that I do, post and that kind of thing. So I'm hopefully everywhere.
Yes, I love that. Oh, look, question. I've laid this out. I'm really struck by the bottom three cards.
Okay, let's go in.
I don't know how they work, right? Okay. But when I look at them visually, they're interesting to me. And so I'll tell you what they are. The middle card I talked to you about is skilled craftsman, right?
Which is what we had pulled earlier
exactly.
on. Exactly. So this is you.
The number two card is this one.
The creative explosion, which was, you pulled that earlier on.
Yep, that's so the second card.
Mind, it's like the whole, okay,
and the
so
third card.
Wow. I love the combination of those three.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because by themselves, they're one thing. But when you look at them across the board, they're like interesting.
And also, I always try and remind people, if you're pulling cards like we did earlier on and you pulled the skilled craftsman and the creative one, and later on you're doing a reading and then those cards come up again, that's great significance. Take note of that. And any card deck that you use, if you get the same card over and over again, take note of what it is and follow through on it. And the fact that you had the skilled craftsman where you are at the moment, yes, you're still honing your skills like all of us are.
Yeah, we are.
if we were in perfection, neither you or I would be having this conversation. We would back up into the angelic realms. And the mind, here you have this creativity, all these new ideas, and you do realize that where you're going in 2020, there's going to be some different, I don't say split offs, I call them threads that are going to go out, that's going to go even further. So what you have as your idea as it is at the moment is going to grow into something else. And the soul card there, cosmic prosperity. And I always remind people when we get cosmic prosperity, because when you look at that card, there is this soul sitting on top of our world in the Zen-like position with all these beautiful rays emanating out from them. So it's going across everywhere. It's not just an insular level now, it's a universal level. Yeah. And as you said, when this goes and you've got all these pinging from all over the world with this AI, mm-hmm. that's exactly what it is. So that's perfect. I love it. I truly do.
I was really struck by when I look at the readings of these, and I'll spend more time with this today, is that I love this part because yesterday we did a show and the main message was allowing.
Yes.
What allowing is about.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read this, this is accept and believe in what is being given to you at this time. And that is, I think, one of the hardest messages for people, period.
Absolutely. Right?
And there have been so many books. There have been Ram Dass's original book, Be Here Now. And then, of course, The Power of Now, which basically was Ram Dass's book in bringing to more contemporary terms. Right. But that was about, when you say be here now, that was exactly what this card says. And it is very hard for people. And it doesn't mean everything is all rainbows and unicorns.
No, it doesn't. And I have to say, when Spirit said to me, you're going to create this deck, you're going to self-publish it, I was, you know, the S word came up and it wasn't super, it was holy. Because I was at that time, I financially cannot do this. How is this all going to happen? How am I going to get this out there? And I went into what I call monkey mind mode. Okay. And when we go into monkey mind mode, what happens is we don't listen to our heart center that's saying, just take a breath, do it by steps, do it one at a time. And that's exactly how it happened. As I say, I was in British Columbia at that time. I happened to connect with a printer here in Canada who said, I've never done anything like this. Let's talk about it. Come in and see me. And he helped create the first deck that I did. Since then, because of the volume that I need to create, I have to outsource it, sadly, out of Canada. But he worked with me. The two of us were going through this learning process. So sometimes that when spirits say, breathe, trust, go with it, you have to. And I have a super husband who just said, we'll do this.
You know,
we'll,
Jessica, here's the thing. I love that you're supported. I'm surrounded by the most supportive people. Linda has been my best friend for a really long time, 72, right? Jessica is built the backbones and is the technology genius here. Not only that, she is a visionary. And in terms of, you know, we were sitting down and she was outlining our crowdfunding, which we're going to do because our vision now has become clear and we're going to launch it on Black Friday. And so it was interesting when we started to talk about this, but she and I came back from this October 1st event and we're sitting on a plane coming back from LA. And I said, Jessica, I feel different. I said, I don't know what it is. I said, how do you feel? She says, I feel different, right? And not differently, but different. We feel different. And I said, what do you think it is? I said, she says, I'm inspired. Mm-hmm. And that's what that trip did for us because we are so driven on what we want to do to create a better world through media that we're so close to what we're doing. We don't lift our heads up. And Jane, I wanted to say this about, I wanted to say this about this young woman. I want to talk about her for a minute. Her name is Jane Forbes. And I want to tell everybody, and maybe Kat, you can put this up there. If you go to lovenotes.world right now, you're going to see an idea from a woman that worked with us years ago, Debbie.
Wow.
And she created a nonprofit and had an idea. And John Legend's nephew, Tay, which is his name, Tata Prince, wrote a song. And we're in this video shoot, and I've got tons of pictures that I could put up, and I haven't done it yet. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And mm-hmm. what's happening with this is Jane Forbes put this energy into the world. No money. No money to do this. And most of us, what did you put up?
I was shuffling, and when you said Jane, this is what came out. She is the mythical changeling. She is creating change all the way along the way. And when her manifestation's coming here, it's emanating out. Look at the wings. She's just
wow.
open. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But
no,
I,
that's I it. To, but
she,
here's...
This is her.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to talk to have her... But here's what I want to say about this, Debbie, because you kind of nailed it. There's no mistake that you've created this now, that it's hitting the world now.
Yes.
There's not a mistake about it. Whether and the artist, finding the right artist.
Yes.
This is a time that all of us have to literally step into who we were meant to become.
Mm-hmm.
Not who we are today, but fully embrace who we are to become. And Jane Forbes set that bar for us. And at the and I'm telling you, this thing happened at the last minute. It happened like September 30th. I had to find something white to wear. If you go to my Facebook page, and I think Pat Basile or Dr. Pat, I'm not sure where she put it, you'll see me dressed in all white. Do you know how hard it is to get a white outfit in the Pacific Northwest in September? Right?
Yes.
And we didn't have the tickets. Linda, the prices of tickets were ridiculous. Linda had miles. We got that done. And then Jessica wasn't supposed to come. And then she did come. It was an incredible event. And one of the actors, if in the picture, if you actually go to lovenotes.world, you'll see in there, you'll see one of the pictures there is of people you'll recognize. People like Beyonce's mom and dad, people like actor Alfre Woodard. You know, you'll see people, actors, what do they call them? A-lists, whatever the language is, I don't even know. But didn't matter on that day.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. We were people mm-hmm. on that day.
And it synchronistically brought together that yeah. moment. And yeah. that will never happen again like that.
It will never happen again. And the picture that Jessica caught of me, which I didn't know she took, and I think I was doing an interview of either Jane or the person that wrote the song, Tay. And you could see the expression on my face as I'm looking at these young people that we have so criticized in our generalizations of people. We have so criticized our youth. And all I want to say to people that think less of them, fasten your seatbelt, because if you're around when these folks start to come up and grow up and launch and live and learn and love, this is going to be a different world for the better. And that was the expression on my face as I was listening to this young man talk about his life growing up and how he talked about John, who he called Johnny, John Legend, who he talked about the process that he sent the song to John. And John said, no, not good enough. And he got the song and he worked on it, he sent it back, not good enough, right? Back and forth and back and forth, and he never gave up. And I think what you're doing in your message in the world is you're saying there is a pathway to the vibrational level you want to get to.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're helping us do. Tell me a little bit on your vision for the cards.
Well, my vision to the cards, like everybody else, is to get them out worldwide and people use them and realize how easy they are to use. Whether you just pull one card a day or several cards a day, your life doesn't have to depend on it, but it would get you maybe more focused what you want to do and not pulled away by, as I said, the monkey mind, which I had. We all have it. It's there. And sometimes we have to feel like we're fighting it, where I say to people, balance it. You need the two. You need the heart. You need the head. Processor one isn't. So connect the two. So yeah, my vision is that worldwide people will have these cards, be able to play with them, understand them, and just enjoy them.
Yeah. And, you know, for people that are listening to the show or watching the show or, you know, however it is that you're here engaging with us, the question really is, are you open to allow?
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
And step into that intention. Be there, be present, whatever's going on in your life. Anything, whatever's going on, be there. Don't be off doing this. You know, be present and embrace it. So it may not be the best thing that's happening in your life at the moment, but at least be there. Sort it out, engage in it, and then move on from it. Because if not, it'll always be bouncing back at you.
And, you know, for me, this is, this inspired energy is really what has expedited and accelerated our pathway. And I want to ask you this, so many things to ask you. What can we say to folks that maybe have lost hope?
Okay. That never lose hope. Okay. For the, something I was reminded of many, many years ago, it's always the kiss before the dawn. And I know that seems like a cliche, but it actually isn't, because it is. If you've ever stood and waited for a sunrise, it is so black. It feels total nothingness, nothing there. And that's what I always say to people, take that breath in, just let it out, let go. You know, I could tell you some really scary stories of my life and situations I've been as anybody could. So don't judge others either. Don't judge others by what you think they have or what they don't have. Your energy in your vibration, and look at how beautiful you are. I always say warts and all, because we are all very beautiful, regardless of what our history is, what our future is. In that moment, we're a beautiful, loving being energy. And that's something that we should all remember. So for anybody that feels that they don't have hope, sit for a few minutes, wherever you are, close your eyes, pray or give wishes up to whoever you believe in, and just center in that moment and be there and be present, and then wait for what's going to be given to you. We get so many beautiful messages and signs and symbols that are sent to us every single day, but sometimes we're so in our busyness, we get into what I call this channeled vision of seeing what's ahead of us. Let's keep going, that we miss everything else. You know that one of the cards on there in the deck is smell the roses.
Yeah.
Time for that.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, phone somebody you love and brighten their day.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, so many different ways.
There's so many different ways. I want to thank you, Debbie, one more time.
Want
to thank you so much for today. How can people find out more?
Again, go to my website. As soon as you arrive on the website, there's a button on the top which says start here. And it'll guide you through all the different things that I do, a free weekly reading on YouTube. You can listen to that and hopefully it gives you some guidance for the week. I post on social media, hopefully once or twice a day when I can. And I give words of inspiration and an affirmation of the day from my affirmation deck. So there are lots of ways to connect with me. So just look up Debbie A. Anderson, Vibrational Energy, and hopefully we'll connect in some way or another.
I love it. And, you know, as I was talking about the airplane ride back, with Jessica and I pulled two cards. One is the inspired juggler.
Perfect.
And the other one is knowing.
So there you are, having to juggle things, keep all the balls up in the air, but you know it's the right thing to do.
It is. Thank Absolutely. You, Debbie Anderson, everybody. Fabulous, fabulous cards. All of you out there, thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. I'm Dr. Pat. For more about us, go ahead and check us out on Transformation Talk Radio. For more about Love Notes, go to lovenotes.world. Check it out, donate, join the movement. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.